Hello?
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Hey, Dan. It's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was just following up with you.
Yeah. Let me pull up here on my computer. I'm at a job site right now, so it's
Oh, no worries. Take your time.
connecting to the internet here.
You got all the emails, right? I know I sent two different ones.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right. All right, so for the first one,
The first one was more engineered towards like the local SEO. Which you do have a Google Business profile already and it's verified and there's a website and everything. So the focus of the local SEO is making it so, well, obviously you have to have those positions when they become available, but we want to make sure that when people just type in roofing that you appear. But you'll appear next to the map on those ones and you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. That one's just a flat monthly rate, $2.99. And then we list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time.
right. Yeah, so I know that. Let's see here. Let me see. So if
That
I
would be
type in
like
roofing
Denali or,
in,
yeah.
yeah, so I put in roofing in Killeen, Texas right now, it looks like, yeah, it looks like Castillo,
What was
Rome.
it? Castillo is going to be sponsored, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those guys are doing Google Ads or
Yeah, I see
Google
Denali.
Guarantee, like the local service ads. Yeah, but you'll see the guys next to the map. That would be the $2.99 campaign, month to month, without
Yeah.
the sponsored label
So
on them.
right. And the sponsor, you said, local service ads then?
Oh yeah, it'll be LSA or Google Ads. A lot of times they're either doing pay per click or pay per lead. The ones that are doing
Gotcha.
pay per lead won't just say sponsored though. They'll usually have a little green mark next to them that says Google Guaranteed, and those are the local service ads guys, where you're paying per lead for roofing leads. That was the second quote that I sent you, where it's like about $35 per lead.
Okay. All right, so basically, let me pull up your thing again. So if I did $2.99 a month, that would get me on there with the maps. Is that what people talk about when they talk about like the map pack and all this stuff?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. That's very
All
popular,
right,
especially if you're new to all of this. That one's gonna give you like a crash course because the local SEO, we do so much more than just Google. Like, in order to have that position, we have to do a directory submission on like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. So we're like branding your business across all platforms, from a keyword search and then verifying it, which you already have, and then doing the algorithm updates. So that way you're showing up for each individual one and that'll eventually increase your ranking on Google. So it's more of like a programming based one. But it gets you other things and it gets you a lot of education, I guess I should say. Whereas the Google LSA, it's just like, hey, you pass a background check, we put you up there and then you're not really getting schooled on any of it. It's more so just, hey, you pay, we'll bring you the lead with the customer live on the line, which some people like that too. There's a lot of companies that do both of them, right? That's why I kind of just set you both because we actually have the opportunity to be able to do both today. But you could just do local. That's something we have availability for. LSA is something that you could do anytime. I mean, as long as you could pass the background check and you want to buy those leads, we could always up into that.
Right. Well, I mean, but I'm already in local service ads though.
I know. I tried to find it too. Is it like off right now or did you hit your
You
maximum
know,
budget?
that's why I'm worried about that, like this as well, because I see it when I, let's see here, like, so.
Because you should see it in the drop-down. Like when you type in Roofing Killeen, like this, usually Google Guaranteed when you're active will show above these guys. Like you'll be the very first one on this page. Like should be the first thing you see if you hardly scroll down if your Google Guarantee campaign is active for that keyword. But even if you go to the sponsor drop down and go through all those guys, like it's not active. There's no Google Guarantee campaign that's active for this area right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm seeing here. Like,
right.
So basically, I typed that in, right? I typed in roofing and cleaning Texas, and I see your Google Ad summary, and then it says Canopy Roofing Co., and then it says sponsored, and it says your ads can show for the search. But I guess
but it's not in there.
They're not currently showing, but
right.
It could.
Yeah. But what is it saying that you need to do in order to get it to show? That'll tell us a lot about the status of your account.
Let's see. It says eligible, and then I click on it. Let me see.
That means you passed the background check and everything already. But did you put in the activation budget? Because you have to have like a starting minimum usually budget that they'll request. That's what I put in the email.
Yeah.
Like the minimum you need to deposit is $452.
Yeah, I mean, I put in a minimum of 500 already.
Yeah, then it should be showing and regular, I mean, eligible for leads as long as you're saying you're ready to receive leads. But it should always be posted, even if you're saying you're not eligible.
So basically the company, so basically the company that I'm paying to do this is not doing it.
Right, and that's the kind of, that was what I was trying to point out to you earlier without, you know, I don't want to bash another company. But that's why I was like, oh, always make sure you're working with a Google partner because there are people out there that are like, hey, we got it. And they get in there and then, you know, instead of you paying $35 a lead, all of a sudden you're actually getting charged like $70 a lead and you're paying, you know, $1,000 a month when really it only costs you like $452, you know. But most people aren't going to go through 13 roofing leads in a month, you know, especially if they're closing. You got to knock those jobs
off. All right, so let's just talk about it this way then. So if I sign up with you, I do the $299 a month. I do a minimum of $500 in local service ads. You guys will do, let's see here.
Well, the good thing is
definitions, all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll be able to get your results really fast since you already passed the background check for local service ads. So I was telling you, like, it's $100 just to transfer your local service ads account. And then it's $299 month to month for the local SEO with the Facebook and the additional services. So you'd be looking at $399 actually today to get both of them. And then you would want your balance in there of the $452 for your 13 leads. And that'll give you the 13 guaranteed Google leads. That's not going to be paid out monthly though. That's based on how you exhaust them. Like if it takes you 3 months to get through 13 leads, then you don't have to pay that $452 again until, And then we'll also dispute for you, too. Like, if you go, hey, I went out there, and that was actually not a lead. Like, that was wrong. I don't do that. He was asking for tile. I only do asphalt or shingle, just as an example, you know. We can get you the credit back. That way you're not paying $35 for unqualified leads, too. That's a huge benefit.
Okay. So my money that I've already paid for, you know, that's for the leads or whatever, if they click on it, whatever, they only get exhausted if they get used. That's already with Google. That's not with this other company. This is already with Google. So when I transfer this over for $100, I don't have to add any more money because none of my leads have even been used yet. Is that correct?
I don't know. I wouldn't know until I got in there, honestly, and was able to look at it. Like, did they really just put that money into the account or do they have it in their account, and then, you know what I mean? They get a lead, and then they're charging you one thing, and Google's actually only charging you this for it, which it sounds to me like what they would be doing, right? They try to eliminate your transparency.
I haven't used any. I haven't gotten any leads or anything yet from it, but this has only been, like, a week and a half.
Still, though, if you're already past the background check and it's telling you you're eligible, then you should already be getting leads because there are leads eligible and active. People jump on the roofing contractors in Google Guarantee because they get the extra insurance from Google. So you should have been getting leads and calls already.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to go with you, man. I just need to, it sounds like, I mean, I'm not, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, but I have to contact this other company and see where that $500 is. Right.
So well, let's do this then.
So
like,
I can transfer this.
Just to give you a good shake on everything, let's start working on the local at the $299, I want to secure that spot because those ones are hard to come by. Google Guarantee, we could always add and help you with that at any time. If you call me back tomorrow, a week from now, whatever the case may be. And then I'll also put in the notes here to like waive your $100 transfer fee for the LSA. So that way you don't have to pay that. So that way when you got that figured out, I mean, we could always get in there and figure it out for you without charging you anything for it. If you want to go that route, since you already passed the background check and everything, I'm willing to help you there. But I want to make sure we get that local listing if you have your heart set on getting that local listing. You know what I mean? And then I won't charge you the transfer fee. We could just get into the LSA, figure out what's going on. If the balance is there, then it should still be there, but I don't know. You know what I mean? It sounds to me like those guys probably pocketed it, and then they're maybe going to pay out the leads on their own. I don't know what they did, right? So we got to kind of do that research together and figure that out. We may have to, you know, just have them send you that $500 back and then just rebuild the Google Guarantee campaign. We'll still be able to access like the background check and everything if you already gone through it, but we might have to like rebuild the whole campaign too if there's something wrong with it or they didn't set it up properly. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot, but I feel like that's the best way that I can get you taken care of and then start everything off on the right foot, you know?
So month to month for now, what I'd be going to be paying minus what, you know, I'm putting into Google for the ads campaigns is going to be what, $299 a month?
Yeah, right now it's just $299 month to month. And then, like I said, we got to figure out the LSA, but we'll dive into it and get it figured out with you. And then when you want to transfer that over, I'm not going to charge you the $100 transfer fee. We'll just get in there and start hosting that for you. And then it'll all be under the same app and tracking system. It's our local Splash app if you go to your app store, and you'll be able to keep track of like your leads from LSA and your local listings and Facebook and everything. It'll be all in the same centralized hub once we cross that bridge with LSA.
Okay.
Make sense?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah.
I try to simplify it for you, but I also want you to understand, you know, what you're paying for on a regular basis, you know. So we kind of educate you as you go.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So what do we need to do?
All right. So let me create the local account. The good thing is you already have a GBP. So where was that? I had it earlier. So as long as there's no changes to this, which, okay, there is a different number on here. 633-1631, or do you want to use this one that we're on as your business line?
So let me see something here. What number did you dial?
I dialed the 249-4056, but your Google Business page has a 1631 on it.
Yeah, both of those numbers go to this phone, and the reason for that, just so you know, is this website that I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
They have a function in here where they track.
Yeah.
Like. It's basically for tracking, like, how
like
we...
Like a Google Voice?
In, right? So they're tracking... It's not Google Voice, but, yeah, it's essentially forwarding from the number you dialed to my cell phone.
Okay, that's good. You need to just save that in your phone as leads, and we'll just use that. So that way when they call, you know it's, like, a job opportunity, not a personal call.
Right.
And you're not missing things, nor having to get a whole other phone number or phone line. That's a smart setup. That's good that they do that. Google does offer that, too. It's usually Google Voice tracking. We give it to all of our clients if they want it. It's no extra charge. But if you already have one, then let's have that one remain. Yeah, but I'll keep this one just for our records and to be able to send you text messages moving forward.
Yeah, it can get a little crazy. I own three businesses, so this is just what I'm speaking of right now. So it's like...
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I own a real estate investment company as well, and I build houses in Florida, and it's just like I got a lot of shit on my plate.
Yeah, man of many hats. That's impressive, though, to say the least.
Well, if I sound like scatterbrained and like a psycho a little bit, like I don't know what the hell's going on. It's
no,
because
totally
I got
fine.
A lot of shit going on.
Totally fine. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I have.
And I'm trying to weed out all the scammers and the bullshit too. Because again,
right.
I get ever since I started this roofing thing, It's just every day I get 15 people calling me about, I can help you with this, I can help you with this. So most of the time I just hang up, but this sounds more legitimate. So
yeah, we got a 20-year track record.
You got my attention.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, but I understand that being scatterbrained. Everybody I work with is a business owner. I actually maintain about 50 businesses myself and helping them generate leads, so. You know, my wife wonders why I play golf so much, but it's the only time my brain's actually clear.
Right.
I'm like, let me just focus on this hole for a couple hours. All right. And I'm assuming Dan is short for Daniel, right?
It is, yep.
Okay. What's your last name?
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Oh, yeah. Just like the email. I was just going to ask you, too, like a silly goose. What's your email? I sent them to you. Okay. So, DanielWatson12 at Gmail. I'll be able to send your...
Daniel J. Watson. Yeah.
Oh. Hold on. Yeah, it is Daniel J. Sorry, I didn't catch that J in there. I'll be able to send everything to this email, and you'll be able to receive it as far as, like, the outline of the agreement in writing, the receipts, and then the breakdown of everything. As far as like month to month, and they'll send you reminders for like payment is coming up, things like that. That's a good email for you.
Yeah, it's a good email.
Okay. I remember you mentioning earlier, just let me give you the personal, so I didn't know if there was a canopy roofing that you wanted to use.
There is. We can use that one. Actually, I'm sorry. Yo, let's just go ahead and use that one to keep this separate.
Okay.
So it's just Dan, D-A-N, at CanopyRoofingTexas.com.
Okay. Dan at Canopy Roofing Tech. Not TX, right? It's spelled out.
Yeah, it's spelled out. Unfortunately, they didn't have a TX available.
All good. I gotcha. All right. And then the 3413 Rustic Drive, that's still valid, that address that you verified previously?
See, I don't even remember verifying that. I mean, that's my home address. I'd rather not have my home address on anything.
Okay. I could still hide it for you. It's just want to match up with what Google has.
Okay. Well, I mean, as long as nobody can see it.
Otherwise, otherwise, if it's not the same address, then we have to go through the whole re-verification process. And it's like taking a step backwards. So I just want to make sure that's all the same here. Okay, and that's Killeen, and it's 76542.
Correct.
Okay. You do have some other addresses out there, and that can cause discrepancies, you know. That suite 4207 on 451 East Central Texas Expressway. That's you, right?
Yeah, suite. It's 451 East Central Texas Expressway. Yeah, suite 137.
Yeah, 137. It's 4207 PMB. Yeah, 137 Harker Heights.
Yeah, I don't know what 407 is. That's not me.
The suite 4207, and it's like PMB 137. It's almost like a suite and then a box. Usually Google's not going to verify an address like that.
That's not me at all anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's odd. All right, so let's just disregard that. Verify this one. Keep address hidden. Hours of operation are the same. 8 to 8, 7 days a week. Or actually, it says 9 to 5 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, good. All right, looking good. All right, save. Save, okay. All right, and then payments accepted, financing. I'll leave that to you and the customer. You guys can hash that out. You don't need to post that. All right. Websites hyperlinked. Okay, we're good. So we're going to want to interview you just to make sure that we're customizing the campaign properly, have you listed for the right services and the right areas for this local listing. So usually a client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Let's see, tomorrow morning, is that available?
Yeah, the earliest I could do tomorrow, because they are booked up in the morning slots, and we're 2 hours behind you. So, I mean, it'd be 8 a.m. here. It's like 10 o'clock your time. It's not very early.
Let's see, here, let me look at my calendar real quick.
I might be able to squeeze you into 7, but they look like they're at their max capacity for the 9 to 10 windows. It'd have to be 10 to 11, yeah, as the earliest. I mean, and then we can go as late as, like, 5 or 6.
Hold on 1 second. That's Friday. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah. I was just looking. I have a dental appointment on Friday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, tomorrow, what's the earliest one?
Earliest would be 10 o'clock.
10:30?
10 to 11. 10 I can make it closer to 10:30 if you prefer.
No, 10 o'clock is fine tomorrow.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, too, to your email. That way you don't forget. And then I'll text you, too, like 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder. I know you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, Dan. I'm going to lock you in. Hopefully no, like, root canals or anything on Friday. Suck?
No, nothing okay. Like that. Yeah. Actually, I'm re-looking at it again. It's actually not dental. It's vision and hearing.
Oh, okay.
I'm also in the Army Reserves as well. I used to be active duty, and I decided I didn't want to be active duty anymore, and because I owned businesses, and I was sick of being gone all the time, so.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So now I'm in the Reserves.
My brother, this is so off topic, but my brother deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. He went to Pendleton originally first and then to the Army from there. And then he's a Tomahawk. I don't know if you know, he's an Army Ranger. He's a Tomahawk. They sent him to Iraq, Afghanistan. And he bought a little house in New Mexico and sued the VA. And now he just kind of lives out there. They say he's got PTSD, but
yeah,
I'd say he was crazy before he got in. But,
yeah, I kind of got the VA thing, too. I get 100% VA benefits myself right now. So
nice. Okay. So they're going to be taking care of you on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Hopefully, the hearing... Everything is going smooth. You sound like you're good. You know, some guys in my brother's unit, we see them on the holidays, and, you know, guys missing an arm, missing a leg, not all there between the ears. Hearing doesn't work. All right, so we got you. Okay, thank you for your service, by the way. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
got a bunch of family members in the service. All right, so good. And then you should have that calendar invitation. I'm just adjusting your billing because I don't know if you noticed on the pricing page that I sent over, but the platinum package is not normally $299. It's normally $599. So I'm just adjusting that for you. And then I also am locking that in indefinitely. So you don't have to worry about that changing on you. You'll always have that deal for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
And then in terms of securing... Of course, yeah. I mean, our goal, even though our services are month to month, and we say, hey, you know, try it for at least 2 months when you sign up, you know, the goal is to build a long-term relationship with you. So, I mean, if I could save you some money here, get the LSA going, you know, get things on the right foot, I think it'll gear us up for the long haul, and that's more what we're interested in, you know, finding people we could work with for years,
right.
Not just a couple months, you know.
For sure.
All right. So, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Yeah, I can do it with my debit card.
Okay. Now, does this have the business name on it, or should I add the business name to the invoice so that way you can still write it off later?
It's my business debit card. It has my name and the business name both on it, actually.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because this is technically still a business expense, so you can write off the marketing with the receipt
right.
We sent over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So sometimes guys haven't done that yet, so I just try to make sure I put it on the invoices. That way they can still pull it up later. Or
oh,
I know
man,
you have
other
companies.
I send out 10,000 letters a month. So
oh, okay. I didn't know if the card maybe had a different business name on it. From one of the other companies.
Yeah, that's a different business.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different company.
Okay, I got you. All right, Daniel Watson, and then Canopy Roofing Co. LLC. Billing address is going to be the same as the street address they verified, the 3413, Russick?
No, the billing address is 451 East Central Texas Expressway, Suite D, number 137, and that's in Harker Heights, H-A-R-K-E-R Heights, Texas, 76548.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you just to make sure that I got it all correct here. So I have a 451 East Central Texas Expressway, Suite D, number 137, Harker Heights, Texas, 76548.
Correct.
Okay, got it. One update. All right, and now in front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep, 4427.
4427.
4221.
4221.
3444.
3444.
5199.
5199. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
1129.
11 of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
189.
189, okay. And then before I authorize this transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, just as added protection. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to be on the same page before I run any kind of payment with your business today or transaction.
Okay.
All right. Turn this recording on. Okay, script. All right, I'm going to get a little formal on you. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Canopy Roofing Co.
Thank you. And it is LLC, correct?
LLC, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I noticed on your Google Business profile, it does say Canopy Roofing Co. Do you want us to add the LLC or just leave it like that?
I think just leave it like that.
Okay, all right. That's exactly why we do this. Let's go ahead and update. But we'll have on file that you are an LLC, and that'll be make it a lot easier for us to get you through the LSA portion when you transfer over. So, okay, go in here. Please state your name and title with the company.
Daniel Watson, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Canopy Roofing Co. today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Daniel, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours if the customer asks what's a reasonable period of time, in case you were wondering. And then where does it go here? All right. And then in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So you can still do anything you want. We just want to avoid you paying for anything that we may already be doing for you or duplicating anything. So if you're not sure, just double check with us.
And yeah, appreciate here. It.
Okay, and then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first start a local listing with us, but it is month to month. You aren't binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 30th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle, and I've waived the setup fee for you. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day in that discounted price of $299. Now, if there's not 30 days in the month, like February, for example, it'll roll over to the 1st, and they'll be reoccurring on the 1st moving forward from there. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. I mean, if you don't want to be with us, we just part ways as friends. And then It says, if you are going to discontinue the service, please let us know up to 3 business days before the next billing is due. You could call us the day before. The idea there is just we want to stop it from automatically charging you. So please just call us before the bill is due if you're going to cancel. So that way we don't have to deal with a chargeback situation. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. Upon the initial payment authorization, you're going to start receiving some emails and text messages from our company. It's going to be loaded with information about what to expect with this local listing. It's also going to have a username and password for you to log into our app. We have an app in the App Store. It's called the Local Splash app. If you download it, you can punch in your username and password, and you'll have a whole dashboard and CRM right there. It'll help you keep track of everything for Canopy Roofing Co. Once you transfer over your LSA account, it'll all start appearing in there as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that'll make it easier. If you have 3 businesses and people aren't helping you, it's good to have that app. It would make it really easy to go in there. You know, you get a client like, hey, remember me from 3 months ago? I don't know. What's your number? And you just go punch it in. You could also request reviews through there, too, which is a nifty little tool when you finish jobs. You could always just make sure before you take off or that evening you send them the text message so that way we could start harvesting reviews. I highly recommend if you have people in the past that we could even send that to, definitely log in there, send that off to people. You know, if you have 12 reviews right now, but the more the merrier.
Right, for sure. Yeah, I just got one today. There's should be one pending in there.
Perfect.
Somewhere.
Yeah. We usually try to push those through as much as we can. Unless they're negative, then we have reputation management, so we can kind of get in there and dispute them with Google. Say, hey, this wasn't an actual client. It's a detriment to his business. And sometimes they'll
It's one of those things. I've obviously done more roofs than that. And
right.
Also, I feel like there's probably some of those other people that I could – I just don't send the link to certain people that make me feel weird, that I have I feel like this person may give me 4 stars just because they're a weirdo. I don't know.
I just don't even say it to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I get you. You know, it's not the perfect roof in Texas. I'm going to give them a 4, you know. I get you.
And then they'll tell me they loved everything about it, but, like, they're just – freaking weird that like that where I could just see them giving me 4 thinking that that's a really good thing that I got a 4 when really it screws everything up.
I mean, there's nothing that surprises me. I have a guy that I've been working with for years, and he had a check actually bounce, and he went back and was like obviously angry, right? He put up his own money to get all the supplies, did the job, took care of him on the front end, and then come to cash the check when the job's completed, bounces. So he was fired up. He went over there all fired up. The guy went on and bashed him, wrote a bunch of bad reviews about him being fired up. But it's like, that's your fault. The check bounced. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
And you would be upset too, right? Anybody. So,
exactly.
You know, we understand that happens. You know, that's why it's like, hey, we communicate and then we could obviously dispute them too. Like, you're going to run into some a-holes from time to time. It's just, it's the cost of doing business. It's the nature of it.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get somebody. Unfortunately.
Well,
yeah.
I think people just don't even understand the implications of giving a 4 instead of a 5. I think they think 4 is really, really good, which, you know, whatever, I guess it is. But when you have all 5s and you get a 4, that just sucks. Or if you're, you know, kind of newer.
I mean, that could literally be the difference between landing a $50,000 job and not. You know, maybe you have a competitor down the road that's got the same amount of reviews, but yours says 4.5, his says 5. They're like, hey, this guy never had a bad one. I'm going with the 5 guy. You know, it's like, it sounds like it's not that big of a deal, but it is. It does matter. That's a big deciding factor for a lot of people is what does your past work look like? What are people saying about you?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
But definitely send them out. You know, if you got a couple in mind that you work with in the past, obviously we don't want to get 4s, but if you know you can get a couple more 5s from people, a lot of times they don't write the review because you're like, hey, go leave me a review. And they're like, okay, now I got to log into my email because it's verified reviews, sit down, really write the review, put the star rating. They just never get around to it. That link is so convenient because most people are already logged into their email on their phone. So when you text them that link, they can literally just push the star, type it out, hit submit. It's verified. It's there, you know. You don't have the whole, like, pending process. So it's a lot easier that way.
Exactly.
So app should be good in helping us harvest those. But Did you get some text messages from us?
I got an email.
Okay.
With the
there should be
slash,
subscription terms.
Yeah, let me take a look.
Okay.
Let me see. I didn't get a text. I got email with yep. Profile verified. Google needs. Let's see. Help us with pictures and details mentioned below. Let's see. Provide us with the required documents. Please log into your client dashboard.
Let's see here.
See, access your dashboard.
Yeah, that's for the login.
So I'm at the dashboard.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, no. Okay. Sorry, I'm just having an internal thing with one of my employees messaging me. She's distracting me. So your dashboard, you're going to want to download the app, and then you could use that UN for that dashboard. That's going to be like the PC version. Highly recommend going through the app. It's just way easier to use. But what you're actually looking for, there's a message in there. It should say, Daniel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say, like, please click here. It's also in your email, but your text message is what I'm actually reading it from. It says it was sent successfully about 5 minutes ago. And so
weird, I don't see it in my text messages.
Oh, it's so odd. Okay. Yeah, it says sent successfully. So what do you have in your texts?
I don't have anything from you in text messages at all.
Okay. Yeah, so there's an error that we need to fix, too, because I sent you my number about 2.5 hours ago. And it says error code, delivery receipt expired. Then I have the one from 5 minutes ago, says that one went through. But these are all texting on the 4056 number. Should I have them sent to the 1631, or which one's like the actual cell phone that receives text?
Yeah, the actual cell phone that receives text. So, I don't know how this is done. So, for my website, I use just this company called Nice Job. Okay, they create websites.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they have that number that they generated, put it in the website that directs to my phone. My phone is not actually really associated with that number at all.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to try the 1631. Did you get a text now?
Yeah, that will definitely work if you send it to that.
Okay.
254-633-1631.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, got that.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to just resend them to this number, and I'll have that one set as the cell phone. I had the other one set as your cell phone and this one as the business line. I think maybe I'll just get rid of that other number altogether, because even on your Google Business profile,
yeah,
it has the 1631 on it already.
Yeah, I think that's best. And
okay,
honestly, my signs and everything, like my yard signs, have the 1631 number on there, so...
Okay. Yeah, let's just do that then. I'm going to get rid of it. I know we communicated on it. I guess I could just kind of have it on your file just in case, you know, we need to pulse check. Haven't heard from you in a couple of days, but, I mean, it's the same phone. So
yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to really make a difference. Okay, so you have two of them, and then here's one more. Damn. Okay, and this one will be your username and password. But the first one that came through should have a link in there for your subscription terms, and if you click on it, it'll actually take you to a full outline of the agreement in writing. So you'll have full transparency, black and white, everything that we're doing for Canopy Roofing Co. And then in your tracking system, that document's also saved. So if ever you're like, hey, what am I paying these guys for? You can go in there, and I'll have a full breakdown of it right next to all the leads and everything else, too. So you'll know what's within that $299 spectrum for that platinum bundle.
Got it. Okay. So I'm trying to hit confirm here. It's so far down on the text that it's
I think you got to turn your phone. This happened with one of my clients yesterday, too. Certain devices. Okay. Okay. This is why you shouldn't have ladies in the office. I'm getting messages about girls arguing while I'm trying to complete a call with you. I'm like, okay, now I gotta deal with kids. That sounded horrible, but I was just like, That's how I was thinking it, man. It's okay. Giving it to you off the cuff. Yeah.
when I was in company command, my battalion commander thought it would be cool to give me 4 female platoon leaders. So it was 4 lieutenants that were all female, that were all working for me at the same time. It's like unheard of.
Yeah.
And, that ended badly.
Liabilities, distractions, drama.
Yeah,
nice to look at. Craziness. Yeah. Petty. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God. Yeah. I hear you on that.
All right.
My
so
wife always tells me
that username and password.
Girls at work. And I'm like, dude, one is enough. I don't need another one, baby. Trust me. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, you're good. So I've typed in that username and password.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty blank.
In the app. Yeah, well, it says connect your Google Business Profile. Do I hit connect with Google? Do I need to hit
No, that? I mean, you can. Yeah, I think it might ask you to log in with your email, but I don't want you to really worry too much about that right now. I literally just created the account. Like, we're going to get in there and plug and play a lot of it already ourselves. So we'll get it all set up. But I just want you to have the app, be familiar with logging in. If you want to change your login credentials, feel free to do that to something you're comfortable with if you don't want to use those ones. I just want you to be familiar with it because that's your way of just being able to check on things on the fly. You know what I mean? And then if you have clients, it's kind of like going to collect all your clients. You'll have recordings of the phone calls in this tracking system. You'll know where the leads came from. You'll be able to dispute billing if you switch your LSA account over. If you're like, hey, that's an unqualified lead, instead of like, hey, John, what the you just go in there and say, like, unqualified. You know what I mean? And I could just be like, hey, what happened? All right, I got you. And then get the money right back. So, it's just a good tool to have and be familiar with, and it'll make your life a lot easier.
Okay. You see your name's Jazz? Is it Jazzwan?
Yeah, so my middle name's John. My first name's Jazzwan. So it's Jazzwan John, and then my last name's Hill. Most people just call me John, but you actually pronounced it correctly.
Okay.
So you can call me Jazzwan too, but they usually just butch my first name. So.
Got it.
Yeah. My sisters would be like, Jazzy.
Yeah, you can't mess up Dan, really. So.
Yeah. At least it's like a masculine name. Like, I don't want people calling me Jazzy or, you know, my sisters do that. And I was like, oh, okay. Guys used to call me that when I play football. I'm like, okay, I'm writing your number down. See you in a second. Yeah. So I just go by my middle name. John's just so much easier to go by.
All right. So now what are we doing? So I did the app. I downloaded the app. It's asking for my phone number.
Good. Yeah, we're good. We're up to speed. Like, you sign your subscription terms. You're familiar with the app. All I really want from you now is just to focus on the client interview tomorrow. And then, obviously, you have this whole LSA thing that you got to figure out there, right? So, I mean, that might be the other homework. Did they collect that $500, or is that balance actually in your LSA account? If it is, then it'll remain in your LSA account, or they might have to reverse it back into your bank account, and then we'll host it, and then you can put it back in there. Whichever way, we'll get it figured out for you. I'm not going to charge you anything for the transfer since we're already doing this local SEO for you, and it got the local first page placement, so. We'll figure it out, but the main question is, did they pocket that $500 and they're dispersing it, or is that actually in your LSA account? And then if you want to transfer management, you know, are they going to try to hold it hostage? Because if they're going to try to hold it hostage, you can tell them, cancel it, send me my money back, and we could just do a whole new one for you. And the background check will still be valid. We could just have to create the whole new account and verify the old background check.
Good deal.
Yeah. Did you go through Evident, or what was the name of the company that did your background check? Was it Google directly or Evident? There's another one too. Yeah. I'm going to go look too and see what the other one would be for roofing in Texas. There's two companies for roofing in Texas that would run it. And then Google themselves.
Well, I'll say that the company that I was with, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they're called WebRank Digital.
have
you ever heard of that company?
No, I'm looking them up now. Ranked digital. 164 reviews. Doesn't have an address anywhere. Oh, it says they're in North Carolina. What the heck? Hold on.
Yeah, their logo looks like a mountain, like a gold mountain, and says web rank in black and digital. Or, well, it says it in white, but it's outlined in black.
I'm not seeing that at all. Oh, I see it, actually. Yeah. It's just not on their GBP. I found their website here, though. Outside of the partner network. Yeah, I'm not seeing them in the partner network. Okay, digital marketing. Google Cloud Platform.
I hate to think
partners. Mm-hmm.
I just hate to think that people are completely ripping me off, you know, but like
I don't think that's the case. So they should be I mean, damn it. I can't really tell through here. I don't see them in the partner portal on google.com/partners, but they do have little badges, which I don't know if they copied and pasted those badges, but they do have the badges on their website, which, I mean, they could have put that there themselves and just tell people we're a Google partner. But when I go to google.com/partners, I don't see them in their network. Usually they're not in North Carolina. They're all in California. That's what threw me off right away, was the location.
Because
all of
the
Google headquarters are here.
That's
your fine, dude.
But it wasn't like an Indian speaking. You know, it wasn't a person that sounded like they're in freaking Calcutta or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it was an English speaking like person. You know, like he's feeling like a pretty cool guy. Like. You know,
they sound like they're North Carolina based. Yeah. So they should sound like they're from the States. Maybe a little bit of East Coast to them, but they should sound like they're from the States still. I mean, that's the good thing. Yeah, you didn't give your billing information to some foreign entity in India. I can tell you that for sure. You're good there.
Yeah.
But as far as them being a legitimate premier Google partner, that's another thing, you know. And what the problem that you run into with guys that are operating independently of Google, they get in there, try to set up an LSA account on their own. The LSA account might be $35 a lead is what you're supposed to be paying, but then they're charging you $70 and telling you it's $65. And so that's how they're getting their cut. They're getting an extra $30 on each individual lead, and they're pocketing that. Whereas when you work with a Google partner, we're already contracted through them. So we don't need to get money out of the business owner. Google pays us to maintain the account, so that way you keep coming back every month. So there's no incentive for us to do that. So.
Right. You're not marketing up. There's no middleman, essentially, I guess.
Yeah, you're basically getting it wholesale with a professional assistant.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So so how long from now will I show up in that map pack or whatever?
Got to do the, well, you're already verified. So we just got to do the client interview tomorrow. Got you scheduled between 10 and 11. We got to know what you want to be listed for. And then from there, your verification should still be valid, everything that we submitted. If they ask us for updates, then we'll have to do some updates and just make sure we're clearing any discrepancies. I will tell you, they're probably going to ask us to remove, like, the other number from your online listings. This is just from what I've collected. I'm going to try to process it without having to do that, because that would be the fast route. But most likely, they're going to want that 4056 number gone. They're going to want your other addresses that are floating around for Canopy Roofing Co. gone. And they also want to make sure it says Canopy Roofing Co., not Canopy Roofing Co. LLC on some of those listings. So, a lot of the discrepancies I'm seeing is mainly like Home Advisor by Angie's when I look up your business name. So you might have to clear that first. That might cause a little bit of slowdown, but I like to under-promise. So, like, let's say 2 to 3 weeks, you know what I mean, before everything's done. Obviously, Facebook will be faster, but I'm talking about everything. Like, Facebook, those ads get up and running really fast on that Facebook page. You start getting leads from that even.
So I have a Facebook business page.
Oh, shoot. I'm supposed to ask that, too, because we can't duplicate it. Let me find it. Yeah, they'll send you a link on how to add us as manager, and then $100 will go directly into the ads.
Perfect. Yeah, I haven't done anything with it. I just set it up preliminarily, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in there. If you go to...
Roofing Co. I gotcha. Killeen. I'll find it right here. And then I'll attach it to your account. Okay. Tyler Moffitt. Moffitt Construction. Did you work with a Moffitt Construction previously?
No.
Is it Canopy Roofing here?
Do you see
then I got a black truck.
Is the logo?
No. This is pulling up different companies. These aren't you. Okay. What the heck?
I can send you the URL for that.
Oh, I found it. Okay. It's got you made a video on here, right? In April? I think this is it. Together
nope.
We... Oh, no, that's Canopy Roofing Inc. Dang it. Okay. Yeah, if you could just text it to me, because this is not helping. I don't think I'm going to businesses. I even put in Killeen, Texas, 76542. And
if you
showing me every Canopy
if you put in just www.facebook.com/Canopy Roofing Texas, that should be the URL.
Okay, I put co. Okay, let me put Texas. Got it. Red Tree? Yep, this is it. It has the 633-1631 on it. I got it. All right.
Perfect.
That's it. We offer financing, 0%. Okay, gotcha. This is definitely it. No hyperlink to the account. Boom. Good on that. All right, we're good. We got that. So they'll send you a link to add us to that. So you'll still keep your login credentials and everything. Ah, that one says Harker Heights on it. Okay, well, once we get in there, we'll be able to clear the discrepancies. So mainly just to answer your question, we have to clear all the discrepancies, make sure everything's valid and matches up just so that there's no, like, suspensions or anything that happen. Make sure your verification is still valid. And then once they give us the approval, the verification is valid, then we can actually do the optimization on the Google Business Profile to have you show up for each individual keyword. So the whole process altogether should take about 1 to 2 weeks. Facebook will be a lot faster. You can start getting leads from Facebook quicker, but because you already have a lot of these things, it's going to be a lot faster than the average account. So if we get you up there quicker, I'm sure you'll be happy, but I want to at least have that buffer period. Month 2 is probably going to be better for you than month 1 from a local standpoint, just because you'll actually have the whole month of being up there and not going through the re-verification and actually setting everything up.
Perfect.
No. Very technical answer.
Great. I appreciate it, man.
Like I said, I want you to know what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you with those other guys. Obviously working with you too, moving forward. But that LSA account, you know, I hope they didn't ruin any of your confidence in Google Guarantee, especially as a roofing contractor. Local service ads, you know, those leads have a really high conversion rate, especially when you got me and my guys go in there and kind of pre-screen them, hand them off to you, make sure it's a good fit. We're not wasting your time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let me know when you're ready to transfer that over. I waived all the fees on it so we could just get in there and manage it for you, and we'll give you full transparency on how your dollars are being spent.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, Dan, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to earn your business, man. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service, so don't hesitate to call.
All right, will do.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, all right, have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.